Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Random Thought Live, episode 2. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
You know, as we do these Random Thoughts Live episodes, this one came up and it just, timing-wise, just happened to be on a day where more news has come out and put this man square in the news again, front and center. And the question we have to ask, random thought, is Diddy still on your playlist?
That's a tough one because I know when R. Kelly's thing went down, R. Kelly's no longer on my playlist, but I think he's been doing his thing from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. Diddy, it's hard because is it all of his stuff that he performed on? Is it everything that he was a producer on? You know, the certain songs I can't take off my playlist. You know, All About the Benjamins, I can't take that off my playlist. I might mute it during Diddy's rap and then turn it up for Lil Kim, but
well, let's start from the top, right? Because asking, are you still listening to Diddy? Why or why not, right? And we'll break it down into, because you covered a lot just now in that. So and we'll break it down by that way. Keeney says, Diddy was never on my playlist. Dina is right there with you. Diddy or the entire Bad Boy Productions? We're going to get to that too, right? Because that's also part of the question. Does everybody feel the wrath of what he did? And you can't just say because he's a producer, because he was the leader of the whole crew, right? So does everybody follow the leader in this one?
Who's in charge?
Yeah. Look, here's the funny thing. Kitty says, hey, I need a girl, but I can let it go. All right, well, let's find out, right? And by the way, just so you know, we do have a poll. Thank you to everybody coming in and joining the live. We do have a poll up on YouTube right now asking that same very easy question. Is Diddy still on your playlist? Right now, 78%. 79%, as it's changing, as people are clicking it, saying no. You're in here? Please do us a favor. Hit that like button. Also, if you're not subscribed, please subscribe and hit the bell for notifications. And, hey, while you're here pushing buttons, hit yes or no on that poll. Is Diddy still on the playlist? Man, it's gone up already. Look, this is how quickly polls change, right? And this is why you can't just judge everything on the poll, especially when it comes to elections, because it's already at 83% no. And yeah, so we'll see how this goes as we go along through this. But let's break this down from the beginning. Are you still listening to Diddy, yes or no?
So I'll be honest, during that 90s, early 2000 era where pretty much every song he was on, I wasn't always big on Diddy's songs.
Right.
You know, so he might be on a song, he might rap on a song, but I wanted to hear Mace, I wanted to hear Biggie, or definitely wanted to hear Lil' Kim. Mm-hmm. I've never just listened to a Diddy song, and even the ones that he did, I'll Be Missing You and all that, it was only good because it was about Big. Mm-hmm. And that's what it made you think of. But outside of that, I was like,
let's be real. I'll Be Missing You. That's a classic, right? And when you think of Diddy, you really think of the 90s. You think of the 2000s. He has his hand in the pot, which is why we'll dive into that a little bit more. High Vibe said, I never liked the songs Diddy was on. Come on, you can't tell me you didn't like I'll Be Missing You. That was a good record, right? Off the old, was it Sting? Or was it the Police, right? And then we've got LC saying, easy answer, never listened anyway. And Renee says, Diddy is done, I'm done with Diddy. I've heard arguments about it. Like, hey, I'm not condoning what he did. People have had this argument when I'm like, okay, no, don't have to listen. They're like, well, do we do it for him? And do we have to do it for everybody that's ever done anything? All right, so you just want to cancel music. Because musicians are tortured souls. Are we just trying to cancel all music? I hate when people try to bring that argument. Well, when R. Kelly thinking, well, what about Elvis? I'm like, we're not talking about Elvis. So comes down to this, are we still listening or not? You say you there's still some songs you're going to listen to, huh?
There's still some songs I would probably listen to. I mean, everything Notorious Big did, I would still listen to. Mm-hmm. But I'm torn because I drew that line in the sand with just kind of with how I was going to, you know, live my life going forward after Cosby. When mm-hmm. that happened, I was like, okay, I'm done with Bill. Then mm-hmm. with R. Kelly, I was like, okay, I'm done with R. Kelly. And then now with this, it's just hard because it's so much more than just him on a track. So right. it's hard for me to separate, you know, this I'll keep, this I won't, I'll cut out this part.
Right.
It's just hard for me to do it.
And see, we're going to ask this question because there's certain places you won't hear this question, or you shouldn't. Let's be honest. You should not hear this question, which is where Robin Curry brings up commercial radio. She says, I don't think that commercial radio really plays him that much here in New York City. It's the same thing when R. Kelly came around. You had some people who would ask the question, should we keep playing it or not? It's one of those things that it's a lose-lose question, right? Because those who say no, don't play him, and you say the majority said play him, so you play him, you just lost the people that said no. Those who right. say, yeah, play him, and you're like, well, the majority said don't, so we're not. Now you've made them aware that you're not playing him. You stop playing him, guarantee you won't even notice. Right. Like, only because this question's up here do people notice, you know, it's New York City, and we don't hear Diddy.
I doubt it. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And not many of us listen to commercial radio with all the different mm-hmm. streamings and Pandora, Spotify. No, I don't listen to the regular radio. Even XM radio I mm-hmm. stopped listening to. So
Wait, you don't do what? Let me hang up this live real quick. What'd you say?
I had XM in my other car. I didn't get in this car because I'm not commuting as much, so...
Well, no, you shouldn't have XM. That's what I'm saying. You need to listen to commercial radio. This is where I work. Damn it.
Oh, my fault. My fault. I don't get those Houston stations out here. So.
There's an app for that.
What's an app? What is that?
Oh, I forgot. You were in the restaurant field, so the app for you is an appetizer. My bad.
Yeah. I got a Nokia. I play the snake game and talk on the phone. That's all I do. It takes me forever to text.
Yep. You know, Sarah says seeing Diddy's actions on camera made it so real. He's done. And I haven't heard anybody say otherwise when it comes to that part. Like, yeah. There's nobody that I have heard. And if you've heard it, I'm sorry. That says that, no, it wasn't that bad. I haven't heard anybody say that. Everybody has, even Dame Dash is on Baller Alert today saying, look, I have daughters. He'll be dead. You know, it's always these strong statements. So I don't think his actions are really that part of it. Now, Mrs. Smith says they stopped playing R. Kelly for a minute after the allegations, or maybe it was a conviction. Yeah. Even in the clubs, they stopped playing it.
Yep.
And slowly but surely started weaving his way back in.
Right.
You're not going to hear R. Kelly on commercial radio, really. But... And those sometimes in the club, somebody may play it.
Mm-hmm.
But are you going to play? And are you playing Diddy?
Well, that's the thing. And especially in the world of social media, where we have so much access to information. Mm-hmm. You know, 20 years ago, we probably heard a lot about rappers and whatever, hitting people and fights, and we didn't think anything of it. But when you see it and you see that video... Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to support anything that Diddy does. But again, you know, do you punish all the other people? And that's a really good question, because how many of those people that were maybe on Bad Boy mm-hmm. or affiliated with Bad Boy knew the stuff he was doing and didn't do anything about it because they were getting their paper, you know?
He was, and he was the boss.
Right.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Dina says her gym keeps him in rotation. So do you stop going to the gym? Do you stop working out when the Diddy song comes on? I mean, again, because people sometimes have these strong beliefs, right? So let's expand this, because it's not just about him. Because Baby Doll says, how about when Diddy comes on the track, we go to the next song? Right? So
if you'll miss Little Kim on All About the Benjamins if you do that. That was the fire verse.
Hey, right, you better just skip it. Like, I was at an event this weekend, and they dropped All About the Benjamins, went straight to Wanna Rumble with the B, huh? I'm like, okay. Let's go. But in that sense, is it the songs that he led, that this was his song featuring right. so-and-so, or is it the songs that he was featured on, or the songs that he produced? Because, you know, there's a song he did with Satisfy You that was his song featuring, oh man, that song should have been canceled anyway, R. Kelly. What the hell?
They say birds of a feather.
Oh, damn it, man. You just go cancel all our 90s music, huh? So what about it? Is there a difference between the songs that he's on, the songs that he's featured on, or the songs he produced?
Yeah, I mean, right now, where I'm at today is the songs that he's featured on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll be honest, I'm not a music head like you. I could be listening to a song and have no idea that Diddy put his hands on it, pun intended. Mm-hmm. I have no idea that he did that. But right. if it's a song that Diddy's performing, that he's rapping on, I tend to not want to listen and skip or no longer play.
Right. You know, one thing we know for sure is that people will still listen, right? You've got Nikki B who says, hey, I listen to R. Kelly with my windows rolled up. I guess so nobody else can hear, right? But seriously.
That's what the girl said. Too soon?
Yes, way too soon.
I'm sorry.
It's always too soon. The thing about it, when you think about the songs that he's produced, he's had his hand in a lot of pots, right?
Yeah.
And especially according to the allegations. But the other part of it, do you punish all the other artists because of what one person has done? Does everybody feel the wrath because of that? So there's got to be some kind of differentiation between the songs that he did and the ones that he just produced, right?
Yeah, but then you also ask the question, are you guilty by association?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I think about that when it came to the R. Kelly deal, because his camp around him helped mm-hmm. him do all these things. And there right. were a lot of people that knew. I can't imagine that Diddy and a select couple knew what kind of Diddy he was.
Right.
That other folks know. And we've seen a lot of artists who've been talking about that for a long time. I don't go to Diddy parties. Mm-hmm. I know what happens at those parties, right? So would you say some of those artists are guilty by association?
Mm. That's an interesting question because, but again, it's this, oh man, I hate to have to use the same argument like people did all the time. Like, well, Hollywood was like that, right? And it's like, because those were the running jokes for the longest time. And people took it as jokes. Oh, no, we don't go to Diddy parties. And they took it as a joke. But it's, you're right. Do you then label everyone else guilty by association because they were there? Or are they just victims? Or are they no snitching? Because, again, that is the culture of the hood. It's the culture of hip hop. No snitching. Right. So, therefore, and I think no snitching is one of those things that everybody's great and good to say and ride or die until it hits home. And then you want everything told. So.
I don't know. And to Dame's point, Diddy has daughters.
Yes.
And so I'm like, how do you look at yourself in the mirror and you got two young girls?
Right.
You know, twins, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. You know, that's the hard part. I don't know. I don't know who knew what. One thing that we do know is the video. So mm-hmm. that's fact. That yeah. happened. And so that makes it easy for me to say, I don't want to listen to Diddy songs that he's performing on. Now, there's stuff that he produced and all that type of stuff. I get it. But right now where I'm at is if Diddy's on it, mm-hmm. minus All About the Benjamins,
yeah.
then I got to...
You're going to stay on that one, right? RKN says, going to be hard not to play all the songs that he produced. Again, his hand was in a lot of pots when it came to that. So it would be hard to not play anything he produced. That's why I think there is a distinction between what he produced, what he performed on, and what were his actual songs, right? Like, right. Can't Hold Me Down. You're like, yeah, we can leave it off the playlist. Because like Lisa's saying, I like Diddy music, but I'm currently looking on all of my playlists. And he's not on any of them. So I guess I won't miss him.
Well, I don't have a Diddy station, but what happens on like some of the Pandora and Spotify, sometimes other people have it. You just kind of, it gets in the mix. I purposely don't have a station that's Diddy related or Bad Boy or anything like that. But I do have a couple stations where they'll throw some stuff in there. Oh, you do?
Yeah, there's an app for it too. Just so you know, by the way, Dina says, as far as Diddy producing, Diddy just took credit. He didn't produce the bulk of it. Yeah, he had a lot of great producers and musicians around him that basically was like, no, take this out, put that in. All right, drop it out here. But he's, you know, he did get the credit for it. They said the same thing about Dre too, though.
How would we know that, oh, this song, Diddy just, you know, gave his feedback for this one line, but yeah, all these other people did. I mean, we don't really know the difference. Mm-hmm. He's just listed as the producer of it or executive producer.
Now, Renee says, I just can't. Sexual predators disgust me. I listen to maybe a song he's produced, but I get sick hearing his voice now. So here's the thing about that, right? And this is, I had to pull this comment up because do you ignore the songs where he's just ad-libbing on? Because remember, he all up in the videos. He was all up on the tracks. Always. Every time. Here's the beginning of everybody, London on the track. Everybody doing that now because, you know, it's like producers are now the stars of the records. But he was the one that was doing it before, right? Do the ad-libs count in that case? And do you say, well, if he's ad-libbing on a record, no, I can't listen to that because that would almost put it on any song he's produced because he's going to put himself on the song.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's a tough one because he has so much that he's been involved in. You know, mm-hmm. it's hard. R. Kelly was pretty straightforward. It was pretty easy. But yeah, with Diddy, it's just, it's hard. But anything that he's, if he's rapping on it or it's one of his songs, I won't listen to it.
Robin Curry says, I dropped all R. Kelly except for Ignition. That song is my jam. Please don't judge me.
And I don't judge people. I think you listen whatever you want. I would never say, well, Robin, we're not cool anymore because you still listen to Ignition. That's your choice.
See, that leads us to another question. Do you judge someone who still decides they're going to listen to Diddy?
I don't think you do. To each their own. You know, I can't. For me, this is something I've chosen to do. As the different celebrities and stars that I might like, when you start to hear stuff about them, I don't pay attention to him anymore. Ray Rice was a great mm-hmm. football player. Until I saw him on the stairs, I would not support anything that Ray Rice did. So it's just, I can't really do it. But I would never judge someone else. It's your playlist. It's your station. It's your car. Be with Nikki mm-hmm. B. Roll your windows up and listen to whatever you want to listen to.
Now, you brought up Ray Rice. We saw that video. We saw this video. Way worse.
Right.
Both terrible. This one way worse. I mean, it's like Ray Rice never played again. Never will.
No.
Disappeared completely. Is this what should happen here in this case? Because, I mean, there's so many things here wrong.
I'm still waiting to see what's going to happen because I'm of the belief when the FBI raids your house, they got you already. They're just collecting more evidence. So I'm waiting to see what comes of that because you can't just raid the man's house and then be like, oh, well, you know, in a movie you could do that, but in real life. So I'm wondering where this is all going to go. You know, Cassie's not going to press charges at this point. The statute of limitations have run out on it. What's going to happen? But I don't see him a year from now still throwing his parties. I don't know what will happen. Maybe he does a Russell Simmons and just, you know, flees to another country and where they can't extradite him. Maybe he does that.
Duvall said it looked like his apology was from that same. Hey, isn't that the same place Russell Simmons was at? Comedians always going to find the humor in something, right? So, and you have to look at him like, damn, it does look the same. Yeah. Like, wait a minute. Kimberly says, I still play R. Kelly. I don't condone what he did, but Chocolate Factory is my favorite album. And again, as we were on this question of do you judge someone who decides to still listen to Diddy, Majorette says, no judgment if you do, but don't judge me because I don't. And respect my choice on that. So, that being the case, you get into somebody's car, majorette, and you don't listen, but they decide to play. Is there fight in the car? Or you're like, oh, it's their car, their rules?
It's always their car, their rules. Who does that? You're not going to get in my car and tell me what I can't listen to? No. You're in the passenger seat for a reason. Buckle up and shut up. I'm going to play what I want.
Really? Really?
Yeah. It's, if I'm driving, it's my car. I'm going to play what I want. How many times did you make me listen to reggae all those times in college? I didn't want to. I was just stuck.
Did I know?
Yes, you knew. I hated it.
Did I care? That's a
month. Exactly. I hated it for about a month. And I was like, what are they saying? What is it?
They're saying F you, Terrell. Yeah. You didn't hear it. And here's another thing that also came up in conversation around this of, you know, whether to still play Diddy or not, was Chris Brown. And someone's like, D's Banana says, I'm not over Chris Brown being welcome back, which M. Smith says, was Chris Brown welcome back, though?
I mean, it depends on what we call welcomed back. Mm-hmm. I guess, you know, but if you were to ask, as our good friend Carrie asked us about, what are y'all still, supporting Chris Brown with what he did to Rihanna? So I don't support what he did to Rihanna, but I think here's the difference between Chris Brown and Diddy.
What is the difference? Let's hear that.
There's no video. If there was a video of it, and we know he did it, but the difference is when you see it, I think that makes it more real for people to totally cast him out. Yeah. I mean, look at police brutality and all that. You've heard about it, but then when you see a video, you're like, oh, hell, it's different. Mm-hmm. And so I think Chris Brown maybe squeaked by because there was no video, and he had a little bit of a uphill climb to make, but he didn't get canceled.
Yeah, like Michelle says, Chris Brown's still being blackballed with some people. Yes, indeed. But it's not just that there's no video. The difference is... he apologized, right? And like Carrie says, he admitted it though. Yeah, he did admit it. He also apologized for it. And Rihanna forgave him for it, right? And I think that's where some people go, well, that's the reason why here. Diddy did his apology from Bali, quote unquote, air quotes here, but I don't think anybody felt that there was any sort of remorse in that apology. Because not 2 minutes ago, he was, y'all are trying to assassinate my character. I deny all these allegations. Hey, so I'm sorry about what you just saw. And he never admitted to who and what in that. He said, for what I did. Very carefully worded apology.
Right.
That was not off the dome.
Timing, right? Chris Brown apologized quickly. Right. Mm-hmm. Diddy only apologized years later. This was, what, 2016 when this happened? Mm-hmm. So 8 years later, only because the video got leaked. Mm-hmm. He wasn't going to say a word about it. So that tells me he's not remorseful for this. He's just sorry that everybody found out about it.
The thing about it is, you knew something was there when, all right, $33 million. Let's settle it. We're gone. We out.
The next day.
He just didn't.
Yes. The next day. I mean, that was the quickest settlement I've seen in my lifetime. It came up the very next day. Hey, they settled.
For undisclosed. Like, wait, what? I didn't even get a chance to read this.
Right.
But if you read what was in there, it's very detailed, right? And the bad thing is that there were a lot of people who didn't want to believe her, right? And, oh, she was just out for the money, just out for the money, just out for the money. Some of those same people are now having to go, okay, my bad. The other part is people saying, well, you have to believe all women. And it's like, you can't believe all of anything. I don't believe all black people. I don't believe all white people. I don't believe all men. I don't believe all that my mama told me. I live with my wife, so I believe all that she says. That's the difference.
Well, and here's what's interesting. When the allegations first came out, the lawsuit came out, you had all these other entertainers and celebrities supporting Diddy. and you know, we got to stand for him. Da 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 da. Now that the video came out and the FBI raid happened, I'm kind of wondering, were they trying to support him to make sure nothing about their dirt comes out?
Yeah.
Because you can't tell me Diddy was the only one and everyone else was like, you know, ministers sitting to the side praying, minding their own business. Other people are involved. And so people are like, oh, I don't want my name to come out because I was at a lot of those parties. So I'm just curious to see what's going to happen with all this. But it's a mess. It's unfortunate. And then how bad does it have to be for Cassie? Not only did she live through it 8 years ago and then have the world see it.
Yeah.
That's the part that, you know, when you have the video to it, ugh.
No, terrible. M. Smith says Diddy would have denied it till the day he died if that video hadn't come out. Absolutely, because he was denying it all the way up until then. Also said he thought it was calling Cassie's bluff. She said there was stuff she didn't include in the filing because it was too humiliating. Damn. That's... right. Nothing needed behind that. Lisa does say, I won't listen to Brian McKnight, so you know I won't listen to Diddy. And I put this one up for a reason because, again, we'd be like, well, does that mean we have to cancel anybody who did anything wrong? It's your choice, right? Your car, your rules. Your playlist, your rules. Your AirPods, your rules, right? So the reasoning, like, why Brian McKnight and what is going on with his first set of kids, that even the one that's named after him and changing names just to make sure. There are a lot of people who will never forgive him for that.
What happened with Brian
McKnight? And that's... Oh yeah,
we have looked that up. I don't know. Yeah. I've looked that one up.
Google is your friend, my brother. It's bad, but it's all it's family, right? That's all within the family. That's contained. It's not the abuse in that sense. Well, it is not, but not physical abuse, right?
Right.
So there's that. But you have your reasons to like artists. You have your reasons to not like and not listen to anymore. I think those are some of the things that we just have to keep in mind. Now, does that mean you're throwing out all the Sean John you had? If you still have those velour suits, yes, go ahead. You should have thrown them out about a decade or two ago. Just want to point that out. And Dina's adding some more to you. He said Brian used to abuse his ex-wife, who's a talented house music singer. So part of that, too. Look, there's a lot.
You know who's probably really happy there right now? You know who probably feels vindicated right now?
Who?
Dylan.
Oh my God, did you really go back there?
I did. Dylan's like, I told y'all. Chappelle made him look bad for decades. Now he's getting his comeuppance.
The poll, before we get out of here, the poll, as we end it, 81% said no. Did he still not on the playlist? So I mean, and again, to each his own in that sense. Terrell says you get in his car, you're gonna listen to whatever the hell he's playing. So you know,
yeah,
that's
who else lets someone get in their car and control the radio? Now if I'm dating you, yeah, you kind of have some say. Yanni gets in there, you can listen what I want to listen to. It's a Motown day. Deal with it.
It's always 90s for you. Mrs. Smith says, Yanni, I'm about to send Terrell some lady song music ASAP.
Now, isn't that a reggae performer, right?
Yeah, dancehall, yeah. Well,
dancehall, yeah.
And funny, she no longer goes by lady song because she's, so.
What, is she's lady converted. Scene?
No.
Asshole.
Jesus. Connie Poodle Mom says, just Terrell, I'm all about my car, my rules, until it's hubby's car. I want to listen to what I like then too.
Right. Right. If I'm dating somebody, they have some say in what I'm playing in the car. Anyone else? Could be my mama. Like, nope. We're listening to NWA today, Mom. I know you. I'm picking you up from church. We're listening to NWA today. I'm in the mood. Sorry.
Oh, dear God. Hey, Pink Butterfly says, do you stop drinking Ciroc?
I never drank it in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tito's is better.
Tito's is better. And, Ciroc freezes. If you ever get that flavored Ciroc, do not put it in your freezer. It will freeze. Mm-mm. Proven. Let's see. Where was the one? I saw one here. Oh, yeah. From Best Beatboxer Alive says, to be honest, might need to do a Drake poll. Why? Look, Drake's got a new song with Sexy Red, and y'all going to be singing along to it and acting like that whole beef with Kendrick never happened. Stop it. Y'all tried to end Drake's career about 15 times in the last 20 years. Has not happened yet. It's not going to happen in 2024. Stop it.
Well, but that's
so Drake is this rapper from Canada, right?
Yeah. Oh, really? Back to back? Is that the song? Back to back? But I mean, I think that's different. Drake and Kendrick going at it compared to Drake having, you know, male sex workers and beating on women, you know, all that stuff that Diddy's accused of. It's a little bit different.
Right. True. Very true. By the way, Carrie does say, I'm still listening to New Edition, even though Bobby wasn't the best either. Okay. Because Bobby said something, and I think New Edition said something, and I don't think we've ever really gone over that. And like, y'all thought Bobby was wild. And said, we saw Wilder when he was married to Whitney. I'm just saying.
I heard that same thing. But I watched the New Edition, whatever, the documentary deal of the movie. And when they were a certain age, and I'm looking at the outfits, I was like, I think that was my concert I went to. Because the first concert I went to was New Edition. Boogie Boys open for him. It was New Edition. It was a daytime concert. So that's how young I was. But it was my first concert. And watching the show, I'm like, these dudes was getting high in the back. Here I am, this little elementary school kid, just ready to go see him. They high as hell up there on stage.
You know, you think of your performers, the artists you like, in one way, and then you get older and realize, damn, yeah, it's completely different, right? But also in idols too, or even parents, because like Melissa says, I wonder what Diddy's daughters think of him now. That's an interesting one too, because he's still dad,
right? And yeah, I'm curious. I don't know what I would do if all of a sudden I found out, you know, at their age that maybe they weren't exposed to this. Maybe he kept them from a lot of it. But, and then what do they think of all the people that have been around them all the time? They grew up calling Uncle So-and-so and come to find out they were part of this whole sham, you know?
Says there should be boundaries of troubled artists, violent and assaulting people. Is that the line? You know, I think the line, there's no definitive line in the sand. And I think that line is, it varies from person to person. Because some people are going to say, yeah, but like, all right, do we stop the listening to Trey Songz? Because Trey Songz, there have been numerous allegations, but there's been no video. He's always denied it. Do you wait till this video and then go, oh, yeah, well, now we'll stop listening to Trey Songz, right? So in that sense, or do we just go off of accusations? We know a lot of people have been hit with false accusations over the years, right? That's nothing new. So, again, that line, we can't tell you where to draw that line. And I think it's really a personal preference on where you draw that line anyway.
Yeah, I agree, because I think you don't have a lot of people from all over the world saying the same thing about you. And some of that's not true. Mm-hmm. Everybody's just not getting together to lie about you. But
yeah.
I think to each their own. You choose what you mean. It could be any, it could be gospel artists. It could be pastors and bishops, right? You've seen pastors and bishops of churches
sleeping
with everybody, doing all these things, and people still go on Sunday and put money in the plate. So I think everybody has their line. You know, it's just, it's a choice, personal choice.
I mean, that. It's funny how the line wavers, because sometimes you'll see people go, they'll hold politicians to a higher standard than we will men of the cloth sometimes. And it's because that line moves depending on your perspective. So, even though Nubian Mahogany says there is no line when you have billions. No, that line is just It's waves.
Waves, 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 it's waves, Alex waves, waves, waves. Exactly. Waves, 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 waves.
That line is always moving. Look, Matt asked this. What about the fact that Big hit Faith? I mean, again, this is where a lot of that comes in, because we're not listening to Big anymore because that nobody said we need to stop playing Big. Nobody said don't play One More Chance anymore. And so, look, there's a lot. And if we did that, we'd have to clear our entire playlist almost.
You'll take out a whole decade.
Shirley
decade
season.
Of my club years.
It'd take out 2 decades of your club years if we went through all that. Yeah. Let's be fair. Dina, come on, Dina, you hurt my feelings with this. Says, sorry, Yanni, I'm in Houston and I don't listen to the radio. Spotify is the way. Come on back. Come over. Give us 15 minutes. Watch us change your life. That's not so.
I'm not going to say nothing because that's your profession. I was going to crack a joke, but I'm not going to.
Thank you. Yeah, leave it alone. Yo, Tehu has a great question. What does J-Lo know? Hey.
She knew to get the hell out of there. That's what she knows.
Yo, I'm glad you brought this up because, look, we're about to get out of here, but I'm glad you brought this up because too many people said J-Lo, they call her out of name, said all kind of things about her, and that she left and she's not a ride or die because of the shooting in the club. But then you're still giving Cassie hell for staying. You got to make up your mind where you at on this. Because what did she know? What did she see that she was like, yeah, I need an out. Hey, so manager, can you start a fight in the club so that we can, I can get away from Puff? Did she start it?
She knew. She knew something and was like, yep, I'm out. Done. Mm-hmm. So good for her. But yeah. I wonder what else she might have saw back then, too. You never know.
Yeah, did she know about that room downstairs with the people? What did I say? The people tied up downstairs?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yo, man, there's so much more coming out on this. This is not over.
Nope.
I mean, on the news today, tomorrow, there's going to be more. Next week, we'll be talking about... Just when you thought this was about to die down just for a little bit, here comes another wave and another wave. There's more. A whole lot more. Michelle says J-Lo will never talk. Nope.
And then wait till all the FBI stuff comes out on top of that. So it's going to be interesting.
Yep. Hey, look, man. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Do us a favor. If you're still hanging out, hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications so you know when we go live.
Send us some information. What you think we should talk about next? Appreciate all the people who have been sending us emails, giving us some topic ideas. So definitely send that in for what you think the next Random Thoughts Live topic should be about.
Hey, I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit from the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
You're like, damn, I just said that.
I did. I gave more context. Regular guy.
I watched that thought go through your head. I thought I just said that. It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.